Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us on some of our Super Talk radio stations. Online, wherever you join us, we're just happy to have you on board. Got a good show for you today. Matt Stoltz is the play-by-play voice of Arkansas State basketball, and that high-flying 16-5 team is in town for a basketball game tonight. And then I'll let Kelly say that. Kelly has lined up one of the great Southern Miss basketball figures of all time. He's going to be joining us here in a minute, Kelly.
The Richton Rambo, also known as Gerardo Hinton, a member of the 1987 NIT championship team, will be on the show to talk a little hoops a little bit later on. Of course, he was instrumental and very vocal about bringing Coach Ladner on as the coach. So we're just going to talk to Gerardo about some of those memories of 87, but also his thoughts on the current season and how things are going for the Eagles.
All right, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Bob and Kelly, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our show is sponsored every day by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and we love those guys down at Dickey's. It is a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal tonight, and it is the best place to cater your next event, whether it be large or small. All right, Matt Stoltz is on the phone with us. He's in town to call the game tonight between Arkansas State and Southern Miss. 32nd meeting between these two ball clubs. And Matt, what a year. 16-5. 7-2 in the Sun Belt. What's been the formula that's been so successful for Arkansas State?
Well, first off, it's great to be on with you guys again. And yeah, it's been a really fun year to this point. And expectations were very high after year one of Brian Hodson at Arkansas State, former Alabama assistant under Nate Oates, and really helped turn that program at Alabama into what it is right now. Just an elite recruiter. One of the best in the entire country. And we were fortunate to get him to come to Arkansas State before last season and really generated a lot of excitement, especially toward the end of the season. A-State really closed last year strong. They ended up going to the Sun Belt Championship game and falling to James Madison, but then went to the CBI after that, made a really nice run there, and ended up, you know, with a 20-win campaign. So with a lot of guys coming back from that team, plus a lot of great additions through the portal, there was a whole lot more excitement coming into this season. And so far, they've really lived up to the hype. You mentioned the 16-5 record. They're all alone in first place in the Sun Belt right now at 7-2 at the midway mark of conference play. But they're getting it done on both ends of the floor. They're leading the league in scoring. And you look at what they're doing on the defensive end, and look, this was a really, really efficient, really good offensive team a season ago. They broke a ton of school records on the offensive end, and we're seeing it again this year. But then you look on the defensive side, and man, they made some big strides. They're top 20 in the nation right now in field goal percentage defense. They're top 10 in the country in three-point percentage defense. So they're really getting it done in every facet of the game.
Well, now I'm thoroughly depressed, Matt. I want to thank you for that preview.
And Bob, this is an Arkansas State team. And Matt, this can't be right. You guys are making, on average, 33-point shots per game. You're attempting 33-point shots a game.
Attempting. Yeah, we attempt 33s a game, and that's, I believe, 17th most in the country. So, yeah, it's kind of what you see with a team like Alabama, Brian Hodgson has brought the same kind of philosophy. You see a lot of threes and a lot of layups. I mean, this is a team that does a really, really good job not only making threes, but they also do a really, really good job at getting to the foul line. They penetrate and are able to draw contact, get to the line. That's kind of the theme with this team. You don't see a lot of mid-range jump shots. It's a lot of threes and a lot of layups, and certainly made for a very efficient brand of basketball, and that's kind of what they're trying to do.
Well, I think what's really cool about your team, too, is there's a lot of variety as far as classifications go. You got a sophomore guard, Terrence Ford, who's having a good year. You got a junior in Joseph Pinion, I think you pronounce his last name, and Taron Todd, the senior. Yep. All three of those guys are so you got a sophomore, a junior, and a senior all having great years in different capacities for the Red Wolves.
Yeah, they all bring different things to the table. Terrence Ford had to miss last season due to an injury, so he was able to kind of watch this offense from the sideline after a really, really good true freshman season. But, you know, he's really broke out since conference play began. Terrence is leading the conference in both assist and assist-to-turnover ratio in conference play. Then you look at Taron Todd. He's top three in the league in scoring. He's one of those guys that can go get you a bucket at any time. And then Joseph Pinion's been a really, really nice addition through the portal. He was at Arkansas the last couple of years and came to Arkansas State and has really taken off. And just what he's done in conference play, he's averaging 14 a game. And look, he's a guard, but he's leading our team in block shots and also leading our team in three-pointers made, which there's not too many guys around the conference or around the country, rather, that can say that. But, yeah, those three guys have made up a really, really nice backcourt. And then there's some guys that come in off the bench. Darian Ford has been fantastic. He's one of the better, you know, defenders that you're going to see anywhere in the league. We'll always put him on the other team's best player and try to shut him down. But, yeah, it's the depth of this team as much as anything that's really impressive. I mean, 1 through 15, there's guys that can come on the floor and give you some really big minutes. But I think when you're looking at this year's team, that's kind of what sets it apart from a lot of the other teams that you may see around the league.
And as good as Arkansas State is, Matt, it continues to plague the league that it's a one-bid league, you know, in regard to the NCAA tournament. So clearly, Arkansas State has its mind set on not only winning the regular season, but you guys are going to have to go to Pensacola like everybody else and win the tournament. Does that not seem right to you?
Well, that's the history. I mean, there's been some years where there has been an exception to that rule where we have had two teams go to the tournament, but mm-hmm. It's been a while. And you have to assume, like you guys are saying, that you got to be able to go to the conference tournament and be able to win. And, you know, if you're a team that's a top two seed or even a top four seed, the league with the conference tournament format this year has certainly tried to reward right. those teams at the top of the conference with the way they've kind of set it up this year. If you're a top two seed, then you advance all the way to the semis. If you're a three or a four seed, you advance all the way to the quarterfinals. So I do like that as far as the league trying to get its best teams a good shot to not only go to the NCAA tournament, but to go there and have a chance to win. I mean, you want your best teams to represent the league. And, you know, if Arkansas State puts themselves in a position to be a top two seed, they know that they can go to Pensacola, win two games, and go to the NCAA tournament. I think that's kind of what they were after as far as the conference is concerned.
But, Matt, you guys make no bones out of the fact that Southern Miss is a completely different team in Hattiesburg than they are on the road.
Yeah, I mean, they're 8-1 on the season at home. I mean, it is tough to win on the road in college basketball. And we were doing our radio show the other night, and we had our player guest, DeAndre Dominguez, on the show, and he was asked a question from the audience, you know, what's the toughest place that you played in the Sun Belt? And he remembered last year's game and just the huge student turnout that Southern Miss had. And it was a game that went down to the wire, and Southern Miss was able to pull it out at the end. But, yeah, I think they remember that. He said, yeah, that was the toughest environment that he's played in to this point. And I think all of our players that were there a season ago remember that and know that they've got a big challenge ahead of them tonight.
And the student section, Bob, they're back.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll show up. Hey, real quick, Matt. I know everybody's had trouble on the road. Obviously, Arkansas State hasn't lost many games, but how have they done on the road?
Well, they're 4-3 on the season on the road, and they picked up some really nice wins. I mean, it was a very challenging non-conference schedule that Brian Hodson put together, and that included a trip to Alabama, and, you know, the Red Wolves, you know, played, I think that was the second game of the season. It was the first road game, and that was a game that was tied with 6 minutes to go, and Alabama ended up winning it by 8, and that was the first road test, and then had two really big road tests later on in December at Memphis and at UAB, and the Red Wolves were able to win both of those games. They went in and beat a then 16th-ranked Memphis team and beat them fairly handily, and then went into UAB, who was the preseason favorite in the American, and came back from 27 down in the second half and won that game in Birmingham.
Who invited him on the show, Bob? Who invited him?
I think you did.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Matt, great pleasure. Great pleasure having you on the show.
Absolutely. Always great to be with you guys.
All right, Matt, I'm sorry we're running out of time, but we appreciate you being on. Matt Stoltz, everybody, play-by-play voice, Arkansas State. Sounds like the Eagles have their hands full tonight, but they play well at home, so it could be an exciting evening.
They got their wings full, their talons full, everything.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Matt Stoltz from Arkansas State previewing tonight's basketball game at the Reed Green Coliseum. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Kathleen's the best. Campus Bookmart has the best selection of Southern Miss apparel anywhere in the world. You can shop them online at campusbookmart.net. Better still, go down in person. Hardy Street, right across from the Southern Miss campus. You know, through the years of having this radio show, 10 years now, one thing we've heard from listeners is how much they enjoy hearing from former Southern Miss athletes and what they're doing now. We've got really one of the great ones on right now. Gerardo Hinton was an outstanding basketball player at Southern Miss from 1985 through the 88-89 season. Played in the Metro Conference for MK Turk, was just outstanding in every aspect of the game, and we're happy to have him on the show right now. Now, Kelly, what did you refer to this man as? I'm going to give him a chance to respond to this nickname you gave him.
The Richton Rambo is what I called him back in the day, because he never, let's just put it this way, Gerardo Hinton has never played finesse basketball.
Are you listening to this, Gerardo? Are you hearing this?
Hey, Bob, I am listening to this, and I do remember the night that he gave me that name. We were playing Ole Miss. Ole Miss had a guy named Ronnie Sims. He was like 6'9", 6'10". And I got I can't remember if it was a pass or offensive rebound or whatever, but I was like a foot or two outside the lane. and I jumped and I
you about
I
took,
tried to dunk it.
Yeah. You about took the backboard down.
Yeah. And Kelly said then, I remember him. He said then, he said, Gerardo Hinton, the Richard Rambo, has never heard of a layup.
Now, he's also been sitting here off air trashing your field goal percentages, Gerardo. You want to respond to that?
Free throws.
I'm sorry.
Well, I tell you one thing that I can say. I was not the worst free throw shooter on the team.
not by a long shot. And if that's what you want to call Willie Brown's shot from the free throw line was a free throw.
Hey, Kelly, I refuse to talk about any of my teammates,
no,
okay?
No, I understand. I understand. And Willie Brown is one of the great defensive players of all time, really, at Southern Miss basketball. And nobody, there's no perfect basketball player, but Willie Brown just was not a good free throw shooter. That's all. I mean, that's the only weakness in his game. But Rotto, are you okay?
I am. I'm just thinking about, after practice, Coach Turk would put somebody on the line, and if they made two in a row, we didn't have to run after practice. But if they didn't make two in a row, we had to run sprints, which he called 9-second drill, where you had to run the length of the court and back within 9 seconds, okay? Mm. Every now and then, when he wanted us to run, he would put Willie on the line. And I hope Willie is not listening to this, but when he calls Willie Brown's name, it's like everybody just start lining up on the baseline so that we can start running. Yeah. But every now and then now, Willie would hit two in a row and we didn't have to run.
Yeah, and there was actually a game that Willie won it at the buzzer for Southern Miss on a shot against them.
Oh,
it was a big one. It was a big game.
We were playing Southwest Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's Louisiana Lafayette now, right?
Right. But this was in Lafayette.
Southwest.
Yeah.
Coach Turk drew a play up for DC.
Darren Chancellor.
Darren Chancellor.
Right.
Well, about 8 or 9 seconds left. So with about 6 seconds left in the game, the ball ends up in Willie Brown's hand. Coach Turk is hollering, I mean screams at the top of his lungs, don't shoot. Willie had no choice but to shoot because time is running out. And Willie turns around and shoots the ball and makes it, and we win the ball game. Coach Turk came down. He looked at Willie. Great shot, Willie.
Amazing how those coaches change their minds on that stuff.
Yeah,
especially when you win the ball game.
Right,
Gerard. I want you to put in perspective, if you will. You played in the Metro Conference, and I was doing sports for Channel 7 back in those days, and I had the privilege of getting to cover a lot of those games, and I don't think people today realize what an incredible basketball conference the Metro was.
Bob, I tell you what, if you look at the teams that were in that conference, okay, you had Virginia Tech at the time, Dale Curry, Bobby Beecher, those guys played for Virginia Tech. You had Florida State, who had, I can't think of the guard. He played for the Pacers, but Florida State had a great team also. Cincinnati was in that conference. And then, of course, Louisville and Memphis State, in which everybody was fans in that era knew who Louisville and Memphis State were.
No question.
So you look at that. I mean, we were only probably the third best conference in the country at that time behind the ACC and the Big East.
Right, and there was no easy night in the Metro Conference, was there, whether you were on the road
never,
or at home?
Never. And the teams that you that you thought, okay, well, I think we can beat these guys pretty handily. And it never worked out that way. Even when you know, we were down, like after we lost Casey, Randolph, and John and Derek, you know, we were that low team at the time. And then we even surprised some people.
Yeah. All right. Best player you ever had to compete against was?
Oh, my God, Bob.
Gerardo, did you ever have to guard Purvis Ellison?
Did you have to remind me of that?
I've gathered he's high on the list.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Hey, quick story about defending Purvis Ellison.
Purvis, Louisville, by the way.
Purvis was, he wasn't a, well, we had another term for it on the court, but he wasn't necessarily a crap talker, okay?
Yeah.
But he was more of, if he did something nice, you know, he would come down and say, hey, that was nice, wasn't it, you know? So we're playing them one year in Louisville, and he catches the ball, and I turn around. I was going to try to block his shot. Now, he's 6'10", 6'11", okay? But I jumped, and he dunked the ball, and I fouled him. So on the way back down, you know, he was he said, yeah, you didn't quite jump high enough, did you? I'm like, no, I didn't. Two or three plays later, we're on a fast break. It was like a two-on-one, Casey Fisher and me against Purvis. Casey went to the right side. I come down the middle, and Purvis act like he was going to pick Casey up. And Casey threw the ball to me. I was probably about a foot inside the free throw line. And when I jumped, Purvis just turned around, and he actually looked like a field goal, a football field goal. Those long arms were up, and I split the uprights and just dunked it so hard. And they called a foul on Purvis, of course. So I made my free throw, and I come down court. I said, hey, Purvis, you might want to jump the next time.
Yeah, Purvis did all right for himself, you know.
Purvis did all right. Hey, anytime you get picked first overall, I think
that's a pretty good day.
You do okay for yourself.
Yeah, and Rotto, you were talking about Virginia Tech, you forgot Wally Lancaster, Bimbo Coles, and of course Del Curry is Steph Curry's dad, you know, and
exactly
Charlie Ward at Florida State, and just I mean the list of players at Memphis, Elliot Perry,
and,
they had a
oh gosh, you know, at that time they had Keith Lee,
right.
Vincent Askew. Well, now this was my freshman year. Keith Lee, Vincent Askew. The big kid played for the Pistons.
Yeah, they all run together. I can't remember the name either.
Yeah, but Memphis State and Kelly. I left out South Carolina.
Oh yeah. South Carolina was in there too.
Hey, Gerardo, can you hang around for a couple minutes?
I sure can.
All right, we're going to go to a break. We're going to have Gerardo Hinton back on the show. I want to talk to you, Gerardo, about the basketball team today and your observations as one of the great former players. I'm sure you've got some good insight into what we're all witnessing right now. So we're going to continue our conversation with the great Gerardo Hinton next. Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls along.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill. We were just talking about that off the air. sponsors this segment of the show. It's where Kelly had his first Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and Gerardo Hinton was as shocked as I was to hear he had never had one before. 4th Street Bar and Grill, great sponsors of ours, and we love all those guys down there. Hey, don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg as well, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are just the best on the road, and you can visit the all-new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We continue our conversation with former Southern Miss great basketball player Gerardo Hinton. And Gerardo, I know that you keep up with basketball, obviously, in your blood, I'm sure. Give us your observation of the basketball team that we're going to all go watch tonight. You know, they've been really good at home, but they really struggled, I think, 1-10 in their last, no, 1-11 now maybe, in their last 12 road games. What's your observation, and why is it so hard to win on the road, Gerardo?
Well, the thing about being on the road is it gets you out of your comfort zone. You know, athletes are really they are like a robot, you know, and they get so used to doing things their way, especially at home. And then when you get on the road, you know, it does take you out of your comfort zone. And then what I think is the crowd effect, you know, and we used to have that here at Southern Miss, and that crowd can definitely get to you, especially when you playing teams, you know, that draw well. And I think the main thing is just getting you out of your comfort zone and you know, not being able to perform the way that you would like.
I've heard other athletes, Rado, talk too about when you go to these different venues that rims on the goals are different. Now, the layperson at home, you and I sitting at home, the court is the same length, the goals are the same height, but yet there is a difference in the rims. Yes.
Well, you would have to ask that question to a shooter, Kelly.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Now I can tell you that they felt the same, especially when you go up and dunk one as hard as I.
Yes.
but you know, I've heard, you know, Casey Fisher say something similar to that. And but what Casey would do is he would get adjusted to that rim as quickly as he could. And then, you know, all of our shooters, John White, Derek Casey, all those guys, you know, would take extra shots during pregame just to get adjusted to that rim. Now, some guys, that's like Casey, when we went to Louisville, Casey Fisher loved playing at Louisville. He loved it. And he did well every time he played there. You know, so, you know, the rim may be a little different, but if you can put it in a basket here at Reed Green, then you could put in one at Mid-South Coliseum, if they still have that place now.
Yeah. Now, Gerardo, when you observe this basketball team, this present basketball team, what's your observation of these guys?
They are very, very athletic. They're long. The only thing that I see from them, or that I don't see from them, is the physical toughness. You know, where getting offensive rebounds or just getting rebounds. Period. Mm-hmm. I think we give up too many rebounds, but these guys, Denaje Harris. I mean, he's a baller.
Yeah,
he's a baller. And Kobe Montgomery, that's the guy that I really, really love. His game, man, have you ever watched him shoot the ball?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this guy jumps. I mean, he jumps higher than I ever thought about doing, and he shoots at the top of his jump, and I love watching him play. And then with Carbello and Alvarez, now I don't know what kind of package Jay has for those two, but that's who I was looking forward to watching this year. And, you know, unfortunately we haven't gotten a whole lot of Carbella until here lately. Mm-hmm. But those two guys are magnificent. I love watching them.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. We got about 3 minutes left. We had Casey Fisher on the show a couple of weeks ago, Gerardo. Now the NCAA can't do anything anymore, so I want you to speak freely. But Casey talked to us a lot about, but when you guys were all together, there was a lot of free food around town. There were ladies everywhere. That it was just a pretty good party that ran for year in, year out. Can you verify that report?
Gerardo, are you there?
Hey, Bob. Can we get compliance to check and see if the statute of limitation is up yet?
Casey said it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if Casey said it, then it's up. Yeah. Bob, to be honest with you, we were treated like rock stars. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much whatever we wanted, wherever we wanted, and
I think we get it, Gerardo.
Go ahead, Gerardo.
When it comes to restaurants, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I should specify that. When it comes to restaurants.
I think we need to leave it at that, really.
He mentioned a place called the Hi-Hat Club, too. Did you ever go there, Gerardo?
Where?
He mentioned the Hi-Hat Club, I believe. You familiar with that?
God, yes. Yes. Hey, Bob, we used to go to the Hi-Hat. Hey, once, I'm going to give you a quick story about the Hi-Hat, and it was funny as heck. They used to have college night on Thursday nights. Now, we had curfew at 12.
I think he told this story.
Don't tell Coach Turk this.
No, I think Casey told this story.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we Kenny Fowler and I didn't go with the guys that night. It was Derek, John, Casey, Randolph. So they got back like I'm gonna say about a quarter after 12. Coach Turk is up on the third floor checking curfew. I look out the window and John, Casey, Randolph walking up to Van Hall, getting ready to come in. I holler, I say, "Hey, Coach Turk is up here checking." And you have to know John White. John White was like, "Who gives a?" And hey, Bob, ask him about that tonight. They're going to recognize him tonight, okay? So John says that. I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "Y'all, I'm serious." When they get to the third floor, they meet Coach Turk right there at the steps. And, oh, my God.
And Coach Turk said, "You better win, huh?"
Hey, we couldn't win because that next day he ran them guys so hard. I mean, we practiced, and then he made them run sprints after practice, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, was it because of that or because Willie was shooting the free throws?
I think they would have love for Willie to miss two for as much as they ran that day.
Well, Gerardo, it's been a great visit with you, man. We really appreciate you coming. It's been the most fun interview we've had in a long time. And so Kelly labeled you with a name you've never been able to get rid of. Is that right?
I've never been able to get rid of that name. And, Bob, I do not want to get rid of that name because, I mean, that's what people know. That's what people know me by now. You right. know, it's like, "Hey, Rambo," and, you know, turn around, "Hey, how you doing?" So I'm Gerardo sometimes, and then I'm Rambo other times.
Well, we just appreciate you no matter what you're called, man. We really appreciate you being on the show. You've been a delightful guest, my friend, and you're welcome here anytime.
Well, hey, Bob, thanks for having me. And, Bob, I want to give a special shout-out to Jamaica Spencer. She's listening right now.
All right. That's fine with us. Hey, we appreciate you, my friend. Thanks. Have a good
day. Thanks, guys.
All right. The great Gerardo Hinton, and that's just one of the best interviews we have had in months on this show. What a character.
I like when he said, are the statute of limitations up?
Casey said it was.
Yeah. If the Reverend Casey Fisher can, you know, says it's all right, then it's all right.
Hey, baseball news coming up. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Gerardo Hinton for that interview. That was quite something.
The Richton Rambo still at it, man.
What a great personality. Has he always been that way, Kelly?
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Never took himself too seriously, you know.
Still not, apparently.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that we joked about that he has never enjoyed a layup, you know, but he understood the entertainment dollar too. If you could lay it up or slam it home, what would your home fans want you to do?
Those were such wonderful times.
Yeah,
those were really great times. I'll tell you what else is great times now. As Southern Miss baseball athletic department releases today that for the third consecutive year, Pete Taylor Park, Hill Denson Field, sold out. That's pretty good, Kelly.
Season tickets, no more.
Pretty good. See, it says. Let me read this. Southern Miss Athletics announced Wednesday a sellout of its baseball season ticket allotment for the third straight year at Pete Taylor Park, which includes a program record standing room only season tickets. The record-setting number of season tickets purchased by Southern Miss baseball fans continues to show unmatched dedication to the program, says Southern Miss Athletic Director Jeremy McLean. This support drives our success and keeps the magic of Pete Taylor Park alive. For those without season tickets, the Southern Miss Ticket Office will make available a limited number of bleacher and standing room only tickets for all home single games this season. Well, we're going to be getting some tickets here in the next few days, and we're going to give some away next week and or the week of the ball game. So if you don't have any tickets, I'll tell you how you might get a couple, and that'll be tuned into this show.
Well, I'm just glad the athletic department said, for those of you that don't have tickets, so sorry, Charlie.
You are
SOL.
Fans interested in future season ticket opportunities are encouraged to join. Listen to this. The season ticket wait list. A season ticket becomes available at Pete Taylor Park. The Southern Miss Ticket Office will prioritize the wait list for new sales.
I have heard, not necessarily in the Southern Miss context, but I have heard like Louisville basketball season tickets, you know, when Denny Crum was there, and Memphis basketball season tickets.
Right.
That in unfortunate divorce situations, that the season tickets would be one of the things that people had to litigate as to who was going to get the season tickets.
This was another lifetime ago, but back when my father was a season ticket holder to Redskin football and we moved back to Mississippi from Virginia, those tickets in those days were so in demand that my father maintained his season tickets, even living in Mississippi, so he could resell them to friends of his and people that he knew who would want to go to the games, because otherwise you could be on a waiting list for 5 years, 6 years.
I know Green Bay Packers are like that. Boston Celtics are like that. I mean, they're just Toronto Maple Leafs in hockey. You just can't get a ticket. And it's a great problem to have if you're Southern Miss. The thing you have to be careful of is, again, not to overbuild, or, you know, when you're talking about future plans, what do you do? You know,
Scott Berry made a great point about that a couple of years ago on this show, Kelly, when he told us that he was not in favor of expanding Pete Taylor Park. And everybody would go, why? No, he said, I would rather play every game in a packed environment where people are clamoring for tickets than I would to play in a 9,000-seat baseball stadium with 6,000 people in the stands.
And that's certainly a valid point, because the only time that a lot of those fields, not necessarily at Southern Miss, but, you know, you'd have those 3,000 extra seats just to accommodate people for the playoffs.
Right.
You know, the regular season, they weren't there. But for the playoffs, you know, everybody wants – I remember when LSU came to town.
Right.
You know, everybody – they were coming out of the woodwork, not just from Hattiesburg, but from Baton Rouge.
Yeah, well, let me tell you when that's going to happen again here in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, is when Mississippi State comes to town. I hate to say that, but there will be people wanting to – now, some of those will be Mississippi State fans. I get that. But there'll be people wanting tickets to that game that won't come the rest of the year. Is that not fair to say?
Well, I know the university would rather have your tail in the stands.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you know, you're paying for it, so.
I don't mean that. I mean, there are people, if tickets were available.
Oh, sure.
That would buy tickets for that game. And a lot of that would be Mississippi State fans. They have a huge following.
And we hope that season ticket holders for Southern Miss Baseball, if for some reason you're not going to the game, give those tickets to somebody else.
Correct.
You know, let them enjoy the game and put the rear ends in the seats.
Right.
Guys like playing in front of that. Also, congratulations to Lance Ancar, former strength and conditioning coach at Southern Miss for the football team, has taken a position as the assistant strength and weight coordinator for the University of Washington. So,
really?
Yeah, going out to the Seattle area.
He had just gone to North Alabama earlier in the year.
Well, now, okay, Bob, North Alabama, Washington.
I'm trying to weigh this. Hang on a second. Huskies.
No disrespect to North Alabama at all.
Well, he's going
to
be a long way from New Orleans, as we like to call it.
Yeah, but with that extra money he's making, he can fly back and forth to
New Orleans. One of the great answers he ever gave me to a question. I said, Coach, I know that you being from New Orleans, you'd be an expert on this, but what is the best restaurant to eat at in the city of New Orleans? And without hesitation, he said, My Mama's Kitchen Table.
Or any. I thought he was going to say any restaurant.
Well, we wish him the best. He's a wonderful guy. He's a really nice guy. All right. I want to thank Gerardo Hinton for coming on board today. Also, Matt Stokes. We've got another former basketball great coming up, don't we?
Randolph Keys is going to be in the studio next week, his first time ever on the Eagle Hour next week.
Look forward to that. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you, as always, for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle now to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.